Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Daryl Ryder joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, Daryl.
Good morning, guys.
Daryl, it's wonderful to hear your voice. I didn't go after you. I wasn't trying to dunk on you yesterday, but you had some audio of Isaiah Simmons, the linebacker from Clemson, talking yesterday, and you said, you know, if he were to fall to 10, that's a tough decision for the Browns. I said, no, it ain't tough at all. You go and you hand in the card, and the Browns take Isaiah Simmons, and I'm happy. And there was some pushback on that. Do you think that they should just say, Ken, that's flat-out ridiculous. We need an offensive tackle, and we take an offensive tackle, or do they take a guy like Isaiah Simmons or maybe even somebody else if that talented player were there?
Well, some of my tongue-in-cheekness gets lost on Twitter sometimes, and I got to tell you, if Simmons is on the board at 10, they should race to the podium to get that card in, you know, because they're going to need an impact linebacker, too. I certainly don't – talked a lot this week about Joe Schobert's future and whether or not he's going to be back. I am anticipating that he's not going to be back. So they have a major hole in the middle of their defense they're going to need to fill. Yes, they need offensive linemen. This class seems to be pretty good in that regard. But if Simmons is on the board, I think he would be the best player that's available on the board. And you know me, Ken, I'm all about BPA when it comes to the draft.
Ooh. So will that go for almost any position? Because you know how there's quarterback inflation every year, which means there are going to be more quarterbacks than you think going top 10. Happens almost every year without fault now. And so if all of a sudden, what is it, Jordan Love, Ken, if he ends up jumping into the top 10, like that's going to push somebody else down.
I wouldn't be surprised if he shot up the draft board. A little bit, because it's quarterbacks. That might push somebody else down.
So yeah, that go pushes ahead. Guys down. So what? All of a sudden, if you're looking at the third best offensive lineman or the best at some of these other positions, are we sure they should just walk up to the podium and take an offensive lineman, which is what a lot of our fans think they're going to do?
No, I mean, I do think that they'll take a tackle. But no, I mean, the Browns have some significant holes. And obviously, they're not the volume of them isn't as great as it's been in years past. They have some elite talent at critical positions, but it's far from a complete roster. And so I think that you're still in best player available mode, regardless of position. When you draft specifically based on need, that is where you get yourself into trouble, because you might have a need at a certain position, but that best player at that position might not be nearly as good as the best player that's on the draft board at any other position, if that makes sense. So I think when you draft for need, you set yourself up for failure. Yes, the Browns have need at offensive line. They need three starters. Good luck, Andrew Berry, rebuilding this offensive line so you can keep the franchise Baker Mayfield in one piece. But they need tight end help. They need wide receiver depth. They need linebackers. They need safeties. They maybe need some cornerback depth. If they get rid of Olivier Vernon, they're going to need a starting defensive end. They could use defensive line help. So they have a lot of needs. Hopefully, best player available aligns with those needs. And I think, like, we're just specifically talking about Simmons in this case, he absolutely aligns with that.
I mean, it's just simple, though. I mean, they're going to have to address somebody on this offensive line in free agency even before the draft. Am I correct? Okay, go ahead.
Absolutely. You know, and here's the other part of this is, you know, Barry has, you know, talked about how he's not just going to trade a lot, or he's going to balance out how he builds this roster. But what the Browns need to happen, and you alluded to it, Ken, they need teams to become quarterback thirsty in that top 10 to push that talent down the board. This is a great thing for the Browns. If a couple of these fringe quarterbacks can shoot up the draft board, that's great for the Browns, because that means talented players are going to get pushed down, and hopefully that makes Andrew Berry's decision at 10 all that more difficult because of the quality of players that will be available to him.
Daryl, some of the guys we talked to a few weeks ago said, in looking at the Browns situation and knowing that they might need a little more talent than we all thought, maybe having a few more holes than we all thought, that a trade right. down was definitely in play. Our fans have made it known they do not want to trade down. They know that trading down out of quarterbacks in years past with a similar regime could have put the Browns behind the eight ball even further. So what would your response be to a trade down?
Yeah, I hate trading down, but just the composition of this front office and, you know, philosophically, the benefits of doing that, I believe they only have 7 draft picks. Something tells me they would like to add a few more selections, and the way you do that, Anthony, is by trading down. If it's a situation where your top 3 players are off the board, right, you go on the clock at 10, and your top 3 guys are off the board and players 4 through 7 on your board are there, right? And you feel like you look down and who's picking where and whatnot, you feel like one of those guys is going to be there a couple of spots down, and if you can flip that pick with someone and get an extra pick or two in the process by doing that, it's risky, very, very risky. And I hate when GMs try and get cute in that regard, but analytically, it makes sense to do that because it's all about value and probabilities and all those things. So trading down is definitely possible at 10, but where the Browns are at right now, I am firmly against it because, yeah, they've got holes to fill, and maybe they're not as close as I thought that they were last year, but I think that, you know, you get a better player at 10 of getting a better player at 10 are a little better than if you, you know, bump back some spots and you go into the mid-teens or late teens or into the 20s.
Like, I could see that, like, if Tristan Wirfs were to go earlier, you know, if somebody, like, if Andrew Thomas is just there, maybe they take him and maybe they're happy. But, you know, there's, like, I'm just looking, like, Bucky Brooks the other day had Jordan Love go on at 12. Well, maybe somebody's willing to go to 10 to go after Jordan Love. You know, Lima's been pretty hot about him and talking about that as well. So then you might get somebody to call in. But I'm thinking about this, Daryl, is that he's worked for the Browns before. Now, analytically, you're right. Because at my first thought, I go, yeah, they're probably going to trade down. Whether I agree with it or not, that doesn't matter. But he knows what it's like to work for the Haslams already, and he knows that the tide can change pretty damn quickly. Yep. I do believe he will be aggressive during free agency and probably even aggressive in the draft. Is there a possibility he could trade up?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, you know, aggressive is good, you know, but to me, Ken, it's about being smart when you're aggressive and in using that aggressiveness. And Andrew Berry is a very intelligent person. Paul DiPodesta is a very intelligent individual. And, you know, so there's a very cerebral component in this process as far as, you know, their thinking. And the only thing that I worry about, again, as I alluded to earlier, is getting too cute. You know what I mean? Trying to do too much. Trying to be too smart. And that's why I always worry about trading down, because when you trade down, you're giving up the opportunity to, you know, take the guy you want. And the only time I'm in favor of trading down, if there's nobody there that you really want, and then, you know, you're able to get some extra compensation for that. But, Barry, I think he's not going to be afraid to spend money. Can, but he's going to do it wisely. He's going to spend it on players that can have an immediate, significant impact. And I definitely, especially in the draft, I see him making trades. And it wouldn't shock me to see him, you know, maybe make a trade or two leading up to the draft to fill a need or two.
Dale Ryder, join us on the hotline. If you could go through our positions of weakness. I know going into last year, we thought we had strengths at almost every position. Where do you think, and give me them in order, where do you think the Browns need help right now? And you're not allowed to say quarterback.
Well, number one is offensive line, both tackle spots. And they may need they're probably going to need a right guard too. So offensive line is absolutely the number one priority this offseason. They have to rebuild that line. I actually just posted a story on the website, Andy Reid basically thanking the Cleveland Browns for building his Super Bowl champion offensive line there in Kansas City this week here at the Combine. But they got to get the line fixed. Second priority to me is, and again, this depends on the decision with Olivier Vernon, okay? If he's not retained, then I think defensive end becomes the number two priority. Otherwise, it's linebacker, because I'm anticipating Joe Schobert's going to be a loss. Safety. So I'm up to what, four? I'm up to maybe seven starters. Seven, eight starters they're going to need to address this offseason. So I would go line, linebacker, defensive end, safety, and then also maybe tight end. They're going to address tight end as well, but they might wait and kind of do that in the draft because they probably want to find someone that they can develop there as they give David Njoku a new lease on life. But, yeah, Andrew Berry's got a lot of work to do this offseason. There's no question about it.
You think Joe Schobert's gone, huh?
Yeah, well, I'd like to see him stay, Ken, but the impression that I've gotten here in Indianapolis is Joe Schobert has set the price. The Browns don't seem to be willing to meet that price, and the Browns don't feel that price aligns with their.
You got a number in mind?
Process. No, but I don't have any specific numbers, but from people that I've talked to, the number they're not close. Like, you know what I mean? It's not like they're haggling over maybe a million or two. Like there's a separation there. So I think Joe Schobert will hit free agency and somebody's going to pay him. And there is interest there. There are teams that are going to be willing to overpay to land his services
for Joe.
Yeah.
So
that's what free agency is. I mean, anytime you sign a player, right, in free agency, you're basically overpaying for that, player in some regard. And if for as smart and intelligent and good of a football player as Joe Schobert is, I don't think he's worth elite money, okay, because I don't feel he's an elite player. And I think that that's where Andrew Berry has to exercise some restraint and take the emotion out of it, because the emotion response is we got to keep this guy. He's a leader. He's a wonderful guy in our locker room, et cetera, et cetera. But you have to take that emotion away from it and just look, is he an elite player? Do we pay him elite money? And the Browns have made mistakes over the years where they have paid elite money to players who are not elite. Joe's a very good player, but I don't consider him like a top five linebacker in the National Football League.
All right, Daryl. I mean, I see where you're coming from. I agree with you. Like, he's not top five, but it's like, I'm the one with $63 million, and this is supposed to be a playoff team. But, okay,
well,
fine.
And
hell with it.
You know what, Ken? This is the problem when you're making all these changes with your front office. So this business, Joe Schobert should never hit free agency. This contract extension should have been done last year. Or you know what I mean? Like,
well, they weren't going to. Yeah, I don't think John was going to.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe I'm wrong.
You should never get to this point, and Barry did stress this week, to be fair to Barry, he did stress this week that, they do want to make it a point to make sure that they extend and keep the guys that they draft and are able to develop.
All right, Daryl, thank you very much for the time. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You got it, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too. The great Daryl Ryder on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. A little bit of this, and coming up right after the update with Jeff, you must be listening. Radio.com app, 923thefan.com, good old-fashioned radio, whatever it is. We are about to blow your mind. Next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.